Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this radio program is being aired and recorded for December 21st, 2019. We're getting towards the end of it all, aren't we here? End of the year. Lots of things happened in this year. Lots of things still going to happen. And I'm grateful that you chose to be with me on this beautiful pre-Christmas Eve program as we take a look at questions I have received over the last year about Jesus. And hopefully my answers will be a little bit helpful, but you have to understand we know so little about him, so very little compared to what's been written. So I'm just going to share with you a little bit of my education on it, and a little bit of my experience in India on it, and a little bit of my own conjecture, and I'll be sure to tell you when my conjectures come in there. We only have one more week after this week to raise donations for our year end, which I hope you will make a donation today and help us. Our mystery donor will match that donation with his generosity and loving kindness, and it means a great deal to me and allow us to continue on with Aspire here on the radio, as well as helping people at hospice and the children in our new BATMO project. And hopefully you will understand the outreach here, that it's so very important. I hear all sorts of things, you know, about why not to give. Sometimes it blows my mind that we even look at this world and have the question, why are things the way they are? Look at us as individuals. Yeah, it goes on and on and on with people, this whole deal of the way people think and live, and how they hoard money and hoard their love, hoard kindness, and don't think that it's relative or relevant or whatever to their causes and their world. And it just gets ugly. Anyway, I hope that you will make a donation and help us sustain and keep Aspire here on the air. It's more than important. Believe me, it is. And there's a lot of people that listen to this radio program that never give a single cent, don't do anything to help us keep the program on the air. I hope you're not one of them. I do. And if you are, I hope you will also consider being a sponsor or helping us, because the beauty of the program here is that it allows us to share with you not only insight, but also to help you come into a place where you can have some meaning in your life beyond the conceptual ideas of right and wrong, good and bad, that kind of thing. Let's get into the questions. Greg, this is from someone named Jacob. Greg, what was or is Jesus really? So much has been written about him. I don't know if I can believe any of it. Jacob does not tell me where he lives. You know, I sat in Bible classes when I was in seminary. I sat in classes that were in college about, you know, the whole history of the Dead Sea Scrolls and all of that, which I found fascinating. I could give you the analytic point of view about Jesus and what he was and who he is and all of that. But what good would that do you? I mean, really, what good? It is hard to believe that there was a man who lived some 2,000 years ago that time is marked by, isn't it? It's hard to believe that he did all the things that he is given credit for doing, healing, teaching. But I don't think that people have a broad understanding of Jesus, and I don't think they really care to. I don't think they care to understand the influence that the Essenes had on him. When I was in India There was a group of people who were ASEANs. These people had lived in the area for in India for many, many years, and many hundreds of years, I should say. And so I got acquainted with them, with a couple of other students that were there in India at the time. We were all sannyasins, still are in a way. And they talked to us about Jesus, and they took us up to a beautiful place in Rishikesh, a little bit above it, where they say Jesus lived after his regeneration, as they call it, and lived out his life with Mary Magdalene. And it is said that you can go and see their crypts, their remains, as it were. I've been there. I've seen it. Whether or not it's true or not, I don't know. You know, there's a lot of crazy things that go on in India. India's used to be, when I was there, I don't know what it is now. I haven't been back since 1992. So I don't really know. And I want you to understand what I don't know, I don't know. I just want you to understand that. So when I was there and I saw all of this, I, you know, there's a part of me that thinks, it could be true, it might not. I don't know. Because Indians are so, well, they're filled with mystery, in my opinion, just mystery. And sometimes in the land of India in those days, there was amazing things that happened. And I saw them for my own eyes, the Kumela, the Magmela. If you haven't ever been to one of these things, they are an amazing events, both of them. And I've had the privilege of being at both of them. It's interesting. So when you're talking about the man Jesus and you're talking about a burial place or you're talking about resurrection or regeneration or you're talking about his life, you have to really come to understand there are many facets to this kind of person that simply do not make sense to us in the Western world and do not, and I mean does not, compute with our Western ideals and values and experiences. So I can't tell you what or who Jesus was like or what he was. I can tell you because I've been around enlightened people in my lifetime. What they're like. And I don't know if Jesus was just like this or not. I have no idea. And I want you to understand that. This is pure conjecture on my part. You can take it for what it's worth and do your own or whatever. Doesn't really matter to me. It matters that I answer this question as forthright as I can. I think Jesus was a very different man. He was a Jew. You have to understand in that time, in those areas, your lineage was very important and it defined you. So he was considered a Jew. He was born in a kind of lower middle class area in Bethlehem. He grew up very different than other children. The way he treated his mother and father when they were going to pay their taxes and he didn't show up in the caravan on the way home and was in the temple debating and saying the things that he said to his the Jewish predecessors and all of that, blowing their minds. He was out of the box. He was intolerable to most people. He would have been obnoxious to typically most mothers and fathers and people in his family. He was a very odd person. He did not like family in the sense that he said your worst enemy are those of your own household. He was not popular by opinion. His teachings were very, very flagrant about individuality, but it really wasn't about individuality. Jesus didn't live in this world like we do. He lived in the world, but not of the world. And that made him very unique, very different, very beautiful. He was probably so obnoxious to the authority of his time, the convention of his culture, that it made him very, very controversial. His own cousin, John the Baptist, who supposedly baptized him, was in jail years later after the baptism. And he had heard about some of the teachings that Jesus was rendering unto people. And these teachings were not not fitting for the Jewish people at the time, or for any people at the time, if for that matter. It wouldn't be just them. He, John the Baptist said, you know, he sent a messenger to Jesus. Are you the one we've been looking for, or shall we look for another? In other words, I've heard what you're doing. I hear what you're teaching. Doesn't sound right to me. We thought you were the old Messiah, and you were going to liberate us from everything that Rome has done to us and blah, blah, blah. So are you that dude or not? And Jesus basically said, you know, I'm not. He talked about healing and things that he had accomplished in the sense of his work and his teachings. I'm not going to get into all of it. It's just too much Bible for me. But anyway, he pissed off a lot of people. Just literally pissed off a lot of people. People who are awakened piss off people. And people who flirt with it do the same. And it's a very, very difficult thing to really understand. Jesus was an amazing teacher. I mean, some of his works, I think, are so precious that, and some of the things he taught, the way he taught it, were so precious that it brings tears to my eyes even now. The Beatitudes, just the Beatitudes, are such an accomplishment in a lifetime. To be able to use one sentence and explain the path to love, the path of the soul, is an amazing feat. I mean, amazing. It's like curing cancer. And people just ignore his teachings. He's a symbol now. He doesn't matter much. He only matters as a moneymaker and a way to give people hope who live hopelessly in their ego, their vanity, their pride. So you ask me, what was or who was Jesus? He was like no one on this earth. He was like no one on this earth. And very, very, very beautiful, but you had to have eyes that could see and ears that could hear to really appreciate it all. I am terribly moved by his courage, his kindness, his willingness to do great things, good things, to teach us the way. I cannot tell you how much that means to me personally. Hope that helps you, Jake, and please forgive me. Namaste. Next question is by Josie. Don't know Josie. Oh, she lives in New York City. Why is Jesus so spiritual? Was it his birth and death that made him spiritual? Josie. No, Josie, it wasn't his birth and death. He was not of an Immaculate Conception. You know, like, boy, people just love this kind of BS, don't they? They just love it. They just eat it up. Oh, he was special. But he did say, you know, these things ye shall do, and greater works than these shall ye do. But people ignore that. No, man, he didn't mean that. He didn't. He was just being nice. He probably was, but none. No, that's not the way it works. Why was he so special? It isn't that he was special, because everyone has the same degree of love within them. Everyone has the same compassion, the same essence of love within them. Everybody has it. You have it. I have it. Everyone. But the problem with most of us is we don't accentuate it. We don't use it. We don't express it. We're too busy in our genetics and our DNA wrestling with those two qualities, and we live unconsciously trying to survive every situation we're in, from social to political to economical. I mean, our economy in us, just our economy, how we live in our economy in the form of our attitude, our genetics, is a real struggle. Everybody says, well, the world is, a difficult place, and it is. But it's difficult because we all live out of our genetic inheritance. We don't live out of the state of consciousness. Consciousness is not something that we want to elevate into. We just want a great life. And to us, a great life is all the money we need to do whatever we need and whatever we want. And that's about as far as it goes. So why was Jesus so special? Why was he spiritual? You ask, was it his birth and death? The only thing that matters to the average person is to see something of a Superman. That's what we want. We want a real Superman. We want a man of spirit or a man of steel. We want a man that goes out there and defies the common logic, the human reasoning, defies what's right and wrong, what's good and bad, defies our conventional lifestyle and says we can have more, we can be more, we can do more. We want that. We want a hero. And we're looking for someone to be that hero. And when you think in terms of Jesus and how to sell him, you can't sell him like religion has, saying that, well, he's just like you. And you can be just like him. You can't do that, because most people, I don't want to do that. I'm not worthy of that. How do you tell poor immigrants that, Jesus is a master teacher and you can be doing the same thing he does and greater works? You can't tell them that, because they're trying to survive. This is, thousands of years ago. You can't do that. They don't want to hear that. They can't hear that. They don't have the mental acuity to understand that you're talking about a potential that lives in each and every person in this world. You can't do that. You've got to make them, separate them from the masses, separate them from everything, and make the people feel like they are a god and you are worshiping the right god. And it just waters it down and screws it up. And so, Josie, if you can't listen to him, and just like I say, even the Beatitudes, just these one-liners, if you can't hear what he is really saying by blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, things like that. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If you can't just hear that and go, oh, if you can't hear that and recognize the oh of it, the absolute of it, as it connects you to the oneness of all of the universe, then the only thing you'll be able to do is admire the flesh and blood of the man, and you will miss the whole entire experience of what he's all about. I have lived for brief periods of time in my life with people who were awakened, and I can tell you they are very odd people, according to our standards. And if you don't have a deep amount of tolerance, if you're a judgmental person, if you're confined to your intellect and to what you think of as right and wrong, good and bad, you will miss the entire thing. And you will go off on some tangent and try to figure it all out emotionally and psychologically. And in doing so, you will miss exactly what this enlightened man was all about. You can know his life, but you will never know his personage, because you and I live too much in our own, and we can't understand that ego that we have that colors everything and makes everything the way we can understand it. The palette of our psyche is the ego. Anyway. There you are, Josie. Hope it helps you. Meditate. If you really want to know, meditate. The more you meditate, the more you will know. I mean, really know. Please forgive me. Namaste. Last question comes from Carol in St. Louis, Missouri. Why do people worship Jesus? I don't understand how he died was tragic. Was he a failure, Carol? I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know really how he died. I can only sit here in the comfort of my little studio on this very special day and imagine what that was all about. I don't even want to go there mentally or emotionally, because it was so foolish, so stupid, so human to put a man to death like this. And the birth thing is the same thing. So I can't even go into that aspect of it all. And maybe you can, maybe you need to. I don't know. I don't look for the living among the dead, as Jesus said to Mary Magdalene after his, whatever you want to call it, resurrection or regeneration, as the Essenes taught. Many people think he was an Essene, that he went and studied with the Essenes in the quote-unquote lost years of his life where nobody has any inkling of what went on. The Essenes claim that he went and studied with them and learned meditation and learned what they call the work. It's a very beautiful thing, what they teach and how they taught. And this included food and customs that Americans and even Easterners don't understand or necessarily are much interested in. So when you get into this whole deal of the meaning of person's life, people worship Jesus because they can't hear Jesus. People worship Jesus because they're not interested in what he taught. People worship Jesus because, forgive me, they're just plain stupid. And most people are just stupid. They're smart when it comes to money or careers or whatever, but they're not very, very wise when it comes to the meaning of life, the meaning of love, the meaning of what real existence is all about. They just don't have it. And they're not interested in having it, and they don't want to have it. They just want their way of life. And if Jesus can fit in there somewhere and help them get what they want, then he's useful. But if he's not, if he's going to teach this hocus-pocus spiritual stuff that I hear people tell me about, that's the way they interpret it, then he's nothing more than a symbol. And you wear him around your neck, a cross that killed him, and that's what you call being spiritual, which I think is ridiculous. I'm out of here. Don't get me started on all of that, Carol. Thank you for your beautiful questions. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with more of this insanity. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for listening, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.